Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Emor.
Do it again.
The sons of Aaron. V'amarta lehem, you shall say to them, what shall you say to them? Lenefesh lo yitam ba'amo. You shall not contaminate yourself. Be matame to any soul. So Rashi emor elakayhanim. Emor v'amarta lahazer gedolim alaktanim. It says emor elakayhanim b'nei v'amarta lehim. Why does it say double lashon? To be mazer, the Gemara says in Yevamos kuf yudal raman aleph gedolim alaktanim, that you have to warn the younger ones. Now avat. To obviously teach them, but it means Azoros. It means L'chari, the Azoros and the Ancient, which means Lima, to teach them. But L'maisa, I saw the Rabbeinu Chai speaks out over here that... Oh, so he says, Yenam Mitzuvah to be mafresh them if they do it themselves. Katan Sha'ovah, the Rabbeinu Chai speaks out, Yenam Mitzuvah to be mafresh him. Just he's supposed to teach it to him, else he's a mechanachim. Like the Gemara says, Yivam is Kofi Dalar
Amaral. So it's a Shabbos as well.
Right. Tell you, my dear. Well, same Lashon, right? B'nei Aaron, Yochel Chalolim. You might think Chalolim. Those are people that are pasul kohuna. Talmud loy ma koyhanim. Ha koyhanim. It says no. Even though they're B'nei Aaron, but they're Chalolim. No, it has to be koyhanim. The ones that are not pasul kohuna, they're still koyhanim. B'nei Aaron, af bali mumin b'mashma. B'nei Aaron is mashma, also bali mumin. If that mumin.
But so why is different than chol? Chol is a kohen. He's not read avoda. So bali mumin is not read avoda either.
Right, but oh, so the soul of a bal mum is not be'etzim. That's the word. It's not a chol is be'etzim. He's a ben Aaron, but he's nishkan koyin. He's pasul kuna. But very good question. But a bal mum is right. He happens to be a koyin. That's a bal mum, but he's not be'etzim pasul kuna. Right.
But forever, his mum goes away, and he'll be a regular koyin.
Oh, so that's if it's a mum over. If it's a mum over, it's taken out forever. Let's say it's a mum kavua, something that's always this and it stays. But I'm saying lamdas
and
afkaminis. Yeah, not the Pshat, he's more of a koyin. He's be'etzem a koyin. He happens to be a koyin with a mum. Whereas a cholol, he is ben Aaron, ben Matthias. He's Aaron's son. Physically, he's his son, right? He comes from the Kehan. His father was a koyin, or vos. He was his father with a zayna, so or a cholol, so maybe he becomes a cholol. So he's nifsel a kohuna. He's nishkan koyin. He's kan koyinit. Okay? B'nei Aaron, v'loi b'nois Aaron. The sons of Aaron, but not the daughters of Aaron. Lo yitame ba'amov, ba'oi chameis b'soich amov. Yotza meis mitzvah. That means while the meis is still b'soich amov, the hainu, that's the hainu. He has people, family, which excludes a meis mitzvah, which is not ba'amov. Anushka mishpocha. He doesn't have any koivrim. So meis mitzvah it's muta b'matama. Now what is a meis mitzvah? So a meis mitzvah, the Sifzei Chacham speaks out, is kol shekoyre vein acherim oinim oisay. Anybody they call, he calls and nobody answers him. Meaning they try to get people for the levai and nobody's coming. They try to be mazim nevach for the levai. Kaina kipnish. So what do you do? That's called a meis mitzvah. That's the geder from meis mitzvah. Pasuk beis ki im l'she'eiro yakorei ve'lov to his relative. We're going to see it means his wife. We're going to see Rashi says ein she'eiro yela ishtoi, like it says in Yevamos chav beis amud beis, that he can only be metamet to his wife. Le'imoy ula aviv, his mother and his father, ve'levnoi and his son ulavitoi. And his daughter, Ula Achiv, and his brother. So again, who is She'er? So Rashi spoke out, it refers to Ishta, his wife. So Im Kain, Yechayrit should have said, Lashon HaKroiv, why is it saying, Ki Im LeShe'er HaKroiv Ve'lov? If it's talking about Ishta, the Firashi, it should have said, HaKroiv, She'er HaKroiv Ve'lov, Lashon Nekeva. So he answers that over here, whenever it says she'er, that means basar. And ke'ilu it says she'er basar. Basar is lashon zocher. If it says akar, it's lashon zocher. Zay zokter. Ayin shom. Pasuk gimel. Vila achoysa yabesula akroi v'ilov. Asher loy hoysa le'ish. And to his sister, the besula, that's koriv to him. Here it says kroiv, right? That was not married to any person, any man. Lo yitam, he's allowed to be matama to her. So drashi akroiv v'lerabbis isa harusa. The Gemara says in Yevamos, the Samach of Manalev, that comes to be marba, even if she's engaged, if she's in Arusa. Shaloi hoysa le'ish le'mishkov, that she never lied with a person. Lo yitama mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be matamar. As the Gemara says in Saita, Tav Gimel Manalev. It's a mitzvah to be matamar. Pasuk Dalid. Lo yitam ba'al ba'amov leheichaloi. A husband is not allowed to be matama to his wife who's a psula while he's still married to her. Leichaloi to profane his kahuna. To mechal his kahuna. So Rashi, lo yitam ba'al ba'amov leheichaloi. Lo yitam le'ishtei psula shu mechulul ba. He should not be matama to his wife who's a psula who he is mechulul through her. He's not allowed to be mechal to be matama to her. But oida ime while she's together with him, like the Gemara says in Yevamos Chav Beis Amid Beis. V'chem pshuta shel mikra. What's the pasuk in the pasuk? Lo yitam abal b'she'eroi. But oida she b'soichamov. The husband should not be matama with his she'er while he's still b'soichamov. Tahainu she'esh la koivrim. She'ena meis mitzvah. Tahainu she has people to bury her because she's not a meis mitzvah. In which share did I say that? That share, that wife, that if he marries her, he would be possible for kahuna. Possible her, she will possible him to kahuna. Pasuk Dalid. La yikrichu korcha biroisham. They shall not make bald spots on their heads, like on a mace. Rashi is going to say. Ufaas zakonam lo yigalechu, and the. The corners of their beards they shall not shave off. On themselves for that person. We'll see Rashi in a minute. Alhamez. Uviv sarav, and in their flesh, la yisru tu sarotes, they shall not. The Targum says, lo yachbilun chibul. You shall not make a chabola. They shall not make scratches. So Rashi, what does this mean? Oh, lo yikrichu korcha almeis. They should not do it, make these cuts on themselves, make themselves bald. On a mace, else the tsar. V'loy af Yisrael huzral kachva. What's the greatest chiddush? Yidden also have azor on this. Elofishan nem bebi Yisrael bein einechem. By Yidden stayed bein einechem. In Devarim Yudalit Aleph. Yochel lo yechayiv al kol roish. You might think in a chayiv on the whole head. Tamud loy me beroishem. It says beroishem. The yechayiv on kol roish also. V'yilmedu Yisrael mekayhana b'gzeir shav. You learn out Yisrael from mekayhana with gzeir shav. Nemar kan korch. Here it says korch. Venemar b'Yisrael korch. By Yisrael also says korch. Man kan kol haroish. Just like over here, it's the ganze head. Afla long kol haroish b'mashma. It's also mashma the whole head. Kol makom sheyikrach b'roish. Any place that it becomes bald on his head. Umal halon al meis. Just like over there, it's on a meis. Afkan al meis. It must be also over here. The Gemara says in Makkos. The chof amar alif also on a meis. Ufaas zakonam lo yigalechu. Lefisha nemar b'Yisrael lo yisashchus. It says before in Kedoshim Perik Yutes Pasuk Chav Zayin. That lo yisashchis, you should not destroy it, cut it off. Yochel loktoy b'malakit. You might think if he takes like a tweezers, a viritani, or a razor. Yechayiv should be chayiv. Lekach nemar lo yigalechu. She'ein chayiv ela kol dovor el al dovor akori giluach v'yesh be hashchasa. He's only chayiv an azach that's called giluach and is kolash and is hashchasa there. What is that? Says the Gemara Makkos Chav Aleph Amud Aleph v'zeh hutar. That is a razor.
What's ritni? I don't think it's a razor.
What is a ritni?
Different type of tweezers, no?
Yeah, the one says a Makkos over there. It's tweezers, different types of tweezers, no?
Yeah,
I said razor. Ta'isi. Be massacring me. Yeah. Luviv saron loy yisratu sarotes. Lefisha nemra bi Yisrael v'seret l'nefesh loy sitnu. It says by Yisrael v'seret l'nefesh don't give. Yochel seret sorat. Chamesh seritos. Loy yechayv ela achas. You might think if he scratches five scratches, he should be chayv only once. Tamaloy mila yisru to saretes lachayiv al kol sarita v'saritis chayiv on each one. Shatevezu yiseri lidrish. It's an extra word to be darshin. Shahayloy lichtoiv lo yisru to vaniyadeish yisaretes. Why does have to say saretes? Yisru saretes lachayiv on every single one separately. So you state in teris koyinim chof aleph yud beis. Pasuk vav kadoshim yihiyu leiloy heihem v'lo yichalalu shem eloy heihem ki es ishe adinoy. Lechem Eloheihem, hei makrivim v'hoyu kodesh. Nochamo, kadoshim yiyu leilokeihem. They should be kadosh to their God. Their God. V'lo yichalu shem Eloheihem. And they should not be machalu the name of their God. Ki es ishi Hashem, the fires of Hashem, lechem Eloheihem is the lechem of Hashem. Hei makrivim, their makriv v'hoyu kodesh, and it shall be kodesh. So Rashi, kadoshim yiyu, al korcham yakdishim beizdin v'kach. Against their will, beizdin will be makdish them. Mekadosh them with this. From the fact it doesn't say kedoshim heim, kedoshim yiyu, it's mashmal korchom, says the Siv Zichachom. Kedoshim yiyu is mashmal, the Bezin's going to do it against their will. Pasuk Zayin, Isha zoyna v'chalola lo yikochu. An isha that's a zoyna, she's a prostitute, a chalola, she's pasul kohuna, lo yikochu, they're not allowed to take. V'isha gerusha me'isha, a woman that was divorced from her husband, lo yikochu, they shall not take. Ki kadeshu le'leikochu, because he is kadesh to Hashem, to his God. Zagrashi zoyna, she nivela be'ilas yisrael o'osala, she was nivela eles to a with the be'ila of a yid, that asers her. Kegoin chai v'krisis, like chai v'krisis, or nosin, or mamzer, or nosin, or mamzer, says the Gemara in Yevamos, samach alef amud beis. Chalala, what does that mean? She'noyel de min apsul and shebekluna. She was born from someone that's pasul l'kohuna. Kegoin bas almana mikoin gadol, like the daughter of an almana from a koin gadol, or a bas grusha mikoin hedyit, or a bas grusha mikoin hedyit. V'chein she nischalala min akohuna al yedei bias echad min apsul and l'kohuna. Or if she was mechal from the kohuna, you did the bia of one of the psulim from kohuna, as I said, the Gemara in Kedushin, daf ayin zayin, omer aleph. Okay? Pasuk, ches, v'kidashtoi, you shall sanctify him. Kes lechem elokecha hu makriv, because he is makriv, the lechem of Hashem. Kodosh yi aloch, it should be kodosh to you. Ki kodosh ani Hashem mekadishkem, because I am holy, Hashem, who is mekadish you. Zagrashi v'kidashti al korcho, against his will. Shem loyrotze legarish, if he doesn't want to be megarish, divorce, halkei you give him malchus v'yisreyu and be miyaser him, achi garish, until he taka does divorce her. Like the Gemara says in Yevamos, the peches omid beis. The Baal Turim speaks out of it, v'kidashti sholish kedushes beposlik. It says v'kidashti three times. Liftoyach rishon ulevarach rishon. One is to teach you that he starts off first and he makes the first bracha. Velitin le'mono yofa rishon, and you give him a mono yofa first, he gets first portions. Like it says in Gemara, Gittin nun tes amud beis. Kadosh yi yeloch, zot Rashi, nohoig boi kedusha, you should be nohoig boi yim kedusha. Liftoyach rishon b'chol davar. Oh, this is the quote that the Baal Turim just brought. That he should start off with any inyan, the koyin starts. Ulevarach rishon besudem. By birchas hamazon, he's the one that gets he's the koyin's mevarach. He's mevarach first. Pasuk tes uvasish koyin, and the daughter of an ish koyin kisecha liznes, when she will be mischalil and profane herself al yedei znus es aviha hi mechaleles, she's being mechal, profaning her father, meaning the kedusha of her father, be'esh tisarif, and in fire she shall be burnt. Zot Rashi kisecha liznes keshet tischalil al yedei znus. Shahisa when she profanes herself by day's nose, that there was a zika, there was a connection to a baal, to a husband, vizinsa, and then she was mazana. She broke that connection to her husband. Whether she was engaged to him or she was married to him, it doesn't make a difference. She was over that zika and she was mazana, that's mechalal her al yedei's nose. Rabbi Seinu nechleku badover. It's machloikasin, Gemara Sanhedrin and Aleph on the base. Everybody at least agrees in one Indian that the pasuk is not talking about a penuya, someone that's unmarried. She's an eishes ish, she's married. She's mina erison, she's engaged, or she's either erison or nesun. It's machlekes there. Kapanim, everybody agrees that she's not a penuya. Esavia hi mechaleles chidla uvizisa eskvoida. She's mechalel and mevaza his honor. Sha'aymer malav, they say on him oru shazu yolad, cursed is he that this is what he gave birth to. Orish Zugidel, cursed is he that this is what he raised, this is the daughter he raised. It's the biggest busha to the father. Pasuk Yud, V'akoyin agodel me'ochiv, me'echov, and the koyin gadol that's greater than his brothers, asha yutzak al roisho shemen ha'mishcha, that will be poured on him, the shemen ha'mishcha, the anointment oil, umile es yodoy lilboish es v'godim, and he will be mali yad, dahainu, he's going to wear the karbonos. I'm sorry, to be loivish to begodim. Es roishoy lo yifra uvegodav lo yifraim. His hair, he shall not grow it long, like an ovil. And his begodim, he shall not tear. Zokdrashi lo yifra, what does that mean? Lo yigadil pera al evil. He shall not grow his hair long as a sign of evelus. Vezel gidul pera, what is growing your hair long? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Chav Beis Amid Beis, more than 30 days, that's called Gidul Pera. So Kohen Gadol is also to do that. And the Sefer Chacham speaks out over here, how do we learn it out? We learn it out from Bnei Aaron, because it says before in Perek Yod Pasuk Vav, Ro Sheichem Al Tifro, Malal on ala evil afkan ala evil. Just like over there, it's al evil. Also over here, it's an evil. What's gidul pera yois mishloishim yoim? Because you learn that from Nazir, it says yiyeh is gematria shloishim. Okay, pasuk yud aleph v'al kol nafshos meis lo yovoi, and in any nefesh of a mace, a soul that died, he shall not come in the oil of the mace. Lo aviv uleimoi lo yitama, to his father and his mother he shall not be metame. So Rashi v'al kol nafshos meis ba oil hamace, it's talking about in the oil of the mace, it's usher for him to enter. Nafshos meis lo havi revius dam in a mace, that comes to be marb if you have a revius of dam from a mace she metame ba oil. That it's metame ba oil, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, davdalet omer aleph. This comes to be matrim, the Gemara says in Nozer. Daf mem ches amar aleph, a meis mitzvah. Lo yitama says that to them, his father and his mother is not allowed to be metame. But to a meis mitzvah, yes, he's allowed to be metame. Which is interesting. You see the koich of a meis mitzvah. The kohen gadol to his own father, his own mother, he's not allowed to be metame to. But all of a sudden, there's a yid he never met in his life. And the guy Nebuch died in the middle of the street, and he's the only one there. We have to find the Metzias. As Bavai says, if Chazal said it, there's a Metzias like that. And he passes by. No, Meis Mitzvah, no Koiv means this guy has no relatives. And the Kohen Gadol, who's not allowed to be Metam with his father, not allowed to be Metam with his mother, Mitzvah to bury him. To him, he's allowed to be. You see the Koich of one Yid, the Kedusha of one Yid. It comes from the Moedik, the individuality you see that every Yid has. The special Koich from every Yid. Pasuk Yud Beis. And from the Mikdash he shall not go out. And he shall not be Machalil, the Mikdash of his God. Because the crown of the glory of the Shemen Mishcha, the Shemen Mishcha, the anointment oil of the Ribbono Shel Olam is on him. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if he does not go after the mita, the oid mikan lamdu Rabbi Seinu Chazal and that pedalid in Sanhedrin say she koin godl makriv oinen, that a koin godl could be makriv even if he's an oinen, meaning that the it's a 24-hour period or whatever time it is from after the misa until the kfura. V'chein mashmo, that's the mashmos. Af im mesu avivimo even if his father and his mother died, ain't it tzarich latzeis min hamikdash? He has no chiv to leave the mikdash. Elo oiv the void, he continues in his avoid. The kohen gadol's miuch the ribbono shel olam obliged by zayin avoid. Makoyim may al tanach. Veloy yichalis mikdash she'ena machal b'kach isa avoid. By that he's not machal them. Avoid sheheter loy kosev the Torah was matter him. Ha kohen hedid she'ovad oinin, but a kohen hedid that's oivin when he's an oinin chilah, then he's machal is avoid. But a kohen gadol nein was said veloy yichalis mikdash alokov alav ani Hashem. And pshat is that he's not allowed. Mina mikdash lo yetz is a special tzivoy. He's not mechalal davoido. Pasuk yud gimel v'hu isha b'fsuleo yikoch, and he shall take a isha b'sula, a woman that was never married. So Rashi, shtok on Rashi. Pasuk yud dalid almana ugrusha v'chalala zoino. Almana is a widow. Ugrusha is a divorcee. A halal is someone that she was nivlel, is to someone that passes her to kahuna. Zoin is a prostitute. Es eile lo yikach, these he shall not take. Ki im besula me amov yikach isha, nor a besula from this people he shall take as a wife. So Rashi v'chalala shall nail them yipsule kahuna, that she was born from the psulim of to kahuna. Pasuk tezvav lo yichalil zaroi ve'amov, and he shall not be mechalil his offspring. Ki ani Hashem mekadoshei, because I am Hashem, the one that sanctifies him. So Rashi lo yichal zaroi ho im nosa achas min apsulos, but if he does marry one of these psulos that are mentioned in the pasuk before, which are the almana, grusha, chalol, and zayna, zaroi hemena chalol midin kedushas kahuna. So this offspring that he has from her, it will be pasul from gedin kedushas kahuna. Pasuk tezayin, vayidaber Adonai el Moshe leim, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying. Daber el Aaron Lamor, speak to Aaron saying, Ish mizaracha l'doyroisom, a man from your offspring for your generations, asher yiyev a mum, that will have a mum, a blemish, la yikrav lahakriv lechem elokov, he shall not come close to be makriv the Michael of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Rashi, lechem elokov, Michael elokov, that's the Michael of Hashem, kol seuda kruya lechem, any seuda is called lechem, kemoy avad lechem rav, like it says in Daniel, Hey Aleph, Avad Lechem Rav. I made a great Suda for you. Pasuk Yud Ches, Ki chol ish asher boy mum, any man that has a mum, la yikrov, he shall not come close. Ish iver, a blind person, if he's seyach, or a person that is chagir, the Targum says, he's lame. Oy chorum. Chorum is, we're going to see in Rashi, is that his nose is like sunken between his two eyes. Oy sarua. Oy sarua is that one of his avorim are larger than the other one. Let's see what Rashi says. Pasuk Yudches. He called ish asher boy mum lo yikrav. Ain a din she yikrav. It's not proper for him to be come close. Kemoy, like it says, hakriveyu no lefechosecha and malachi aleph ches. It says, bring it to your avodah zarah, yefechosecha. Chorum shechoit moy shakua ben shtei ha'inayim. The Gemara says in Bechoyers that from Gimel Amud Beis in the simonim of the psulim by Bechoyers, it says that his nose is sunken between his two eyes. Shekoichol shtei einov ka'achas, that he could color or put makeup on, cosmetics on both his eyes like one. That there's no hefzik of his nose in between. And avada, the reason is because that's the hadras panim. A person's hadras panim is his nose. So if he doesn't have that, so he's missing the ikir. Sarua, she'echad me'var of gadol mechaveri, that one of his avorim, his limbs are larger than the other one. Einoy achas gedoyla, one of his eyes are large. Ve'einoy achas katana, one is small. Oishoike achas aruka, one of his hips are longer. What?
Long legs.
He has long legs. Mechaveri, they're longer than the other one. Like the Gemara says in Bechayr, is the mem amid beis. Pasuk yutes. Oish ashiyiv oishever rogel, or a man that will have a shever rogel. So Rashi says, the Targum says, Tvar Ragel, he'll have a broken foot. Oy Shever Yad, or a broken hand. Pasuk Chof, Oy Gibein. A Gibein, Rashi says, is Tzroitzulis Belaz. Shegvine Einov, Siron, Oruch, Veshoichiv. The Gemara says in Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and Bechir is that the Gavine Einov, his eyebrows, his eyelashes, are very, very long, and they're lying down. And in Yiddish it's called Mitlangin Eugenbremen, long eyelashes and eyebrows. Oh, that's Eugibain. Oy Dak. What's Dak? Rashi says, Sheyesh loy be'ein of doik. He has like this spot in his eye. Shekorim Taylor. Like we call it a Taylor. Kemoy it says in Yeshaya Memchav Beis, Hanoitach Adoik. Like the Gemara says in Bechir, is Taflam Chesam Rav. That's a quote from there. So that's Dak. Oy Tevalul. What's Tevalul? Tevalul says Rashi, Dover hamavalbil asayin. This is something that is mevalbil his eye. Kegoin chut lovan. This is like a white thread or string that comes out of it. Hanimshach min alovan, comes out of the white of his eye. Poisik besira, and it stops in the pupil. Shu oigel hamakivis ashocher. That's the circle that surrounds the black. Shekor in pranila. In Laz it's called pranila, or in Yiddish it's the ishoin. That's the schwarz apple von oig. In Yiddish, which is the pupil. This chut, this little thread or this little string of white, the strip of white, stops the circle. The nichnas v'shocher goes into the black. The targum tevalul chiliz. The targum says tevalul is chiliz loshen chilazoin. That chut is like a worm. That's loshen chiliz chilazoin. V'chein kinu chachmi yisrael b'mumia b'chor. That's a chazal call it in the mumia b'chor chilazon. Nochosh Einov is Nachash Einov. What does that mean, Nachash Einov? So the Sfasem, the Sifzecham says in there, Ratzalaymer Shiyesh like Kimin Chilozain, like Kimin Nochosh, like Kigargish al Einov Einov. It's like he has like a little snake, or a little snail, or a little worm, or like the pit of a grape in his eye. And Zviyeshoimrim Anav is a lashon of Anivo. The derech shel nochash a kriach hazatzman. A nochash winds himself up. Vanivo lashon kriach. Vakoylu dover. He says whatever it is, he's going to learn. That's all the same thing. Okay, so we had so far Oygibein, Oydak, Oytevalul, Beinoy, Oygorov, Oyalefes, Oy Meroyach Oshech. Okay, so what's Gorov Vialefes? Zakrashi Minei Shchinheim. These are different types of leprosy. Gorov, what's Gorov? Zu hacheres, that's a cheres. Shechin hayovish mibefnim, that's the umibachutz. That is this leprosy that is dry from within and from the outside, inside and the outside. What's yalefes? He chazozis hamitzus. This is the Egyptian chazozis. Velomenikris yalefes. Why is it called yalefes? Shemelefes, shemelefefes, vaylechas ad yom misa. This stays and sticks to him. Like the Gemara says, Lashon in Saita, the mitzvah is melafafatsta, it hugs him and sticks to him for his rest of his life. It's the same Lashon. It stays connected to him till its day of death. It's moist on the outside and dry on the inside. Another place we call Gorov, that's the moist shchin from the outside and dry on the inside. Like it says in Gorov, in Devarim Chav Ches, Chav Zayin. When Gorov is next to Cheres, then we call Yalefes Gorov. But when it's next to Yalefes, doesn't say Cheres, then we call Koyre Cheres Gorov. Then we call Cheres Gorov. Kach Mefurish Mecheres, Dav Mem Aleph, Omen Aleph. Now Matz Meroich Oshech, Lefi HaTargum, the Targum says, Meris Pachadin, Shepachodav Merisosim, Shebeitzim Shaloi Ksusim, that his testicles are cut, Pechodins Kemagide Fachadov Yisei Rogu, like it says in Iyuv, Mem Yudzayin. Pasuk Chof Aleph, Kol Ish Asher Boi Mum, Mizera Aroin HaKoyin, any person that has a mum, any man that has a mum from the offspring of Aaron HaKoyin, Lo Yigash LaHakir Vesishi Hashem, he shall not come close to be makriv the fires of Hashem. Mum boy has a mum in him. Eis lechem alokov lo yigash lahakriv, the lechem of Ribbono Shel Olam, he should not bring close to be makriv. It's like Rashi called ish asher boy mum le rabbi's shar mum. It comes to be mar by other mumim. Mum boy, but oid mum my boy pasul. What if the mum is still in him? Then he's still pasul. Hayim avar mumoy kosher. But if his mum is passed, then it's kosher. Lechem alov elokov kol meichel kari lechem. Any meichel, like Rashi said before. Actually, really, Iker Sud, the Rashi said it's called it's Lechem. Here, any Michael is called Lechem. So the Sizachama asks over here, I vote in Toymer, Varashi Pirish Zela El and Pasuk Yudzayin. Void Kosher, the Kama Farish called Michael, or El Pirish Dafka Michael Elokov. Yeshloim, the El Medabe Bekorbin Tmidim. There it's talking about Korbin Tmidim, Dame Nekrem Lechem. Shanemer, it says, Mabid Berkov Ches, Beis Lachem Ile Ishe. Right, v'hochem medaber v'kotche kotchim, v'avemina d'loy mikri lechem. L'chein pirish kol machik kar lechem. There it's talking about what carbon tamidim. That's for sure called lechem in the pasuk. Lachem ayli ishei. Right, it says in Bamidbar. But over here it's talking about kotche kotchim, and we might have a havamina that's not called lechem. Therefore it says kol machik over there is called lechem. Pasuk chof beis lechem elokov mikotche akadoshim. The lechem of Hashem, His God, from the kotche akadoshim umin akadoshim, and from the kotchim yoichel he shall eat. Zakt Rashi, Mikotchi Akadoshim, Elu Kotchim Akadoshim. These are the Kotchi Akadoshim, Men Akadoshim, Yoichel, Elu Kotchim Kalam. This is the Kotchim Kalam. Vim Noimru, Vim Nemru Kotchi Kotchim, Lama Nemru Kotchi Kalam. So if it says Kotchi Kotchim, it's a Kolshein Kotchi Kalam. Why does it have to say it separate? Im Loi Nemri says, I would have said, Bekotchi Akotchim, Yoichel Balmum. By Kotchi Kotchim, Balmum could eat. Shemetzinu Shehutru Lazar, we find that it's Mutatar Zor. Sheochal Moishe, Besarim Ilum. We see Moishe was a Zor, ate from the Besarim Ilum. Avul b'chaz v'shoik shal kotchim kalam lo yoichel. But the Gemara says in Zvachim, Daf kofal from the base that but the chaz and shoik of kotchim kalam you should not eat. Shalom mitzina zor chaylik. We don't find a chaylik to the zor in this. Kach nemru kotchim kalam. Different says kotchim kalam. Kach mefurish in Zvachim kofal from the base. Pasuk chav gimel. Ach ela paroiches lo yovit. Just to the paroiches he shall not come. Vela mizbeach lo yigash. And the mizbeach he should not come close. Ki mum boy, because he has a mum in him. He should not be mechal my mikdash, ki ani Hashem mekadosh them. I am Hashem that is mekadosh them. Zok Rashi, achel aparoiches lahazis sheva hazoyes shal aparoiches. To do the hazoah, the spritzing of the seven spritzings on the aparoiches. Velam esbeach achitzoin, he shall not come. Lo yigash. Vishneim hutzruli kosev. They're both necessary to write. Umefurish b'teres koyanim, and they're both mefurish b'teres koyanim. Chafaluf nunches. Lo yichal is mikdashi. Because if he does do the avoided, and his avoided is puzzle, is mechul to puzzle him. Pasuk of Dalim, with that we finish Perik Chafalif, and then I just want to say a short vort from the Balaturim in the beginning of the Parsha, and from Meril Diskin. Pasuk of Dalit, Vayedaber Moshe el Aaron vel Bonov, Moshe spoke to Aaron and his sons, vel Kol Bnei Israel, and to all the Bnei Israel. So Rashi, Vayedaber Moshe ha mitzvah zois, Moshe spoke, what did he speak this mitzvah? El Aaron vel Bona vel Kol Bnei Yisrael lahazir beizdin al kehanim. To be mazir, the Medrash HaGadol says beizdin on the kehanim. The Baal Turim says in the beginning of this parsha, it says he says mifnei man nismecha azoras ha kehanim le iser oiv yedoini. We just learned that there was an Isra Evidoni at the end of last week's parasha. All of a sudden, the Azara for the Kehanim comes over here. Morala Kehanim, what's the Shaykhis? Lahoyreisenu, Shem Yoimar Adam, Heich Neidas Asidus, Im Yei Asar Aleinu Lidroish Bo Evidoni. If it's also, a person's going to say, listen, if it's, we just, the Torah just asked us in last week's parasha to be Shoya Bo Evidoni, so how are we ever going to know the future? We want to know the future. Lakach Samcha Torah Parshas Emor El Kehanim Lamdeinu. Sheyesh derech acheres. The Torah says, "Nein, emoral kayam." There's another mahalach. There's another derech. Kedusha v'tahara, leides asidois. To know the future. How is that? That's the urim v'tumim. That's through the urim v'tumim. You don't have to come onto the goyish ways of Oyv Yedoyim. But you're saying there's urim v'tumim. The Maril Diskin speaks out. He says, "Amori dekazach." Shalei yiyeh afilu chashash shel maris ayim lezus v'sayim kiilu. Gama koin godel ikir yedias hasidis shaloi boloi midrisha lamesim lefichach tzivsa toira al kayhanim lenefesh lo yitama ba'amov hainush lo yitama lames. He says that why does the Torah say lenefesh lo yitama ba'amov? He should not be matama to mes, because we know in the Oiv Yedoini, the koimrim, these people, how do they do this? The kishuf, they go and they get an etzem to talk from their armpit, or the bone itself talks, right? Or even the Yedoyin the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, right? So the metame to mesim. Therefore, to be moitzi, that people shouldn't be a chashash, that's how the koyin knows it also. How does he know that see this? Because he's metame le mesim. Zok the Torah, lenefesh lo yitame ba'am of ne'eh. You can't, it's also for him. There's a lot of dinim chamurim to be marchikim from a mace. What is that? What's the amkus in that Zok the Meril Diskin? To be marchik the chashash. And the lezus vasayim, that people are going to go and spread rumors and say, you know why that the kohen gadol knows, the kohen knows the future, because yeah, he's matam lemesim just like us. Nein, nefesh lo yitam ba'amav, to be moitzi that chashash milibos b'nei adam. And then it says la yikruchu korcha kedoshim yiyu. You're not allowed to make bald spots on yourself on a mace, because what's the pshat? So Meril Diskin says the minig of these priests or the koimrim, that they make simonim chitzoniim. Shagiulem Hecker, Shaheim Shainim Mishum and Mishar Bnei Adam. They make these nice, they wear a cross and they wear these nice black monk coats and all these things. They shave their heads and make this look a little weird, that they should be a hecker, that I'm the priest and you're the congregant, right? That's how the Koimer does. However, Lumazeh, the Kaihanim Mishor Se Hashem, Einam Tzrichim L'Simonim Chitzonim. They don't need these outside Simonim. Because they don't need these simonim chitzoniim. They don't have to shave their head in a funny way. Because they have their own simon. What's their simon? Kedoshim yiyu. That nicker on them, that the kaddish, that the bnei ribono shlem, the mishor si Hashem. So they don't have to do the simonim like the goyish koyimrim do. At kan divri Meril Diskin. That, Rabbi, so we finish Perek Chof Aleph.